His forehead began to throb. They're fanatics. They're not worried about a counterstrike. All they want is to hurt us as deeply as they can. Blow up an American city. Cripple our economy. Bend us to their will. So the airborne laser will be our first line of defense. We've got to be able to stop their missiles as soon as they fire them at us. And they'll be firing them at us, never doubt it. Harry picked up his glass and took a gulp of soda. We've got a lot of work to do, he said. We do indeed, Harry, Anson said, nodding grimly. And I'll be perfectly frank with you, son. The company's entire future is riding on that laser. If it fails, if we can't make it work and we lose the contract, Anson Aerospace could go bankrupt.
The whole company?
Harry felt startled. The whole company, Anson confirmed. I've staked just about everything on this one program.
Wow.
Anson took a sip of Amontillado, then said, Do you know why you weren't laid off after the accident?
Harry's guts clenched.
One of the laser team's technicians, Andy McMasters, had been fired. Harry had expected the axe to fall on his neck, but they had booted McMasters instead. Without waiting for Harry to reply, Anson went on. Levy suggested we let you go, you know. He wanted to find a scapegoat to blame for the accident.
Harry nodded wordlessly.
But I knew that the rest of your team looked up to you, Harry. I knew the accident wasn't your fault. I knew we needed you to get the coil back on track.
Me?
Anson nodded wisely.
You.
Dumbfounded, Harry mumbled.
Thank you, sir.
Anson reached out and grasped Harry by the shoulder. You're important to us, son. Important to me.
But I'm just an engineer, Harry protested, his back twinging.
Dr. Levy's the one, waving an impatient hand, Anson said. Levy's a scientist. He's fine in the lab, of course, but what I need now is a man who can make that contraption really work. I don't need equations and theories. I need performance. I need you, Harry. You're my program engineer. Harry blinked at the man who owned the lab, owned the corporation, owned his future.
I'll do my best, Mr. Anson.
Gripping Harry's shoulder tightly enough to make Harry wince, Anson said earnestly, I know you will, son. That's why I want you running the test team every step of the way. When the coil is integrated into that jumbo jet, I want you to run the flight test program. Wherever that plane goes, you go.
Harry felt his jaw drop open.
Me? Make it work, Harry, said Anson. I'm counting on you. We're all counting on you. The company's ass is on the line. Santa Monica, Ocean View Motel. I've never lost my temper without regretting it, Harry told himself as he tossed his garment bag on the motel room's sagging bed. He cursed himself for an idiot. You pop off at the wrong time and make a mess of everything. He unzippered the bag and started pulling his rumpled shirts out of it. The room had a bureau and a wardrobe. One hand filled with the shirts, Harry yanked at the top bureau drawer. It stuck, and the shirts spilled out of his hand onto the threadbare carpet. Harry fought down an urge to kick the shirts all across the room. Instead, he sat on the bed and buried his face in his hands. You and your big mouth, he said to himself, you and your stupid temper. You hold it in and hold it in, and then when you let it go, you ruin everything. When Anson announced that Harry was now head of the laser